Have you ever had that feeling before, you know, the one where someone is telling you something that you don't want to hear, like if someone was about to tell you that someone died and you knew what they were going to say and you still didn't want to hear it, or if someone did something to you and you didn't like it when you were little and the kids at the bus stop shot pebbles and spitballs at you every day because you were smart and you still had to go to the bus stop every morning and just try to ignore them? Well, when that happens, it feels like a medium-sized rock just fell into the bottom of your stomach, and you don't want to move because you're afraid that that rock will hurt inside of your stomach, and you just have to sit there and hope that that rock will go away. Or do you get that feeling right there on your chest, right between your lungs? It feels like someone is pressing on the bone there, right there by your heart, and you've got to breathe. You're not going to be able to take that pressure, that force, any longer. It had already been a long day, sitting in the back of someone else's car for 2.5 hours, knowing that if Elaine's dad wasn't such a slow driver, it would have taken them less than 2 hours. I was trying to get home so I could make it on time for the Christmas party and still have enough time to pack for my early flight the next morning. Airports had become a second home to me. So I walked into the Mellon doorway 3 hours late, those Mellon doors that scream of the perfect 50s home, of the perfect 50s family that everyone believed we were. I walked through the doors, Sarah hugged me, and my dad walked into the hallway from the kitchen. Wait a minute, he was supposed to be on the other side of the country. Well, don't ask questions, just act happy to see him. So I smiled and laughed, and he hugged me. And then the rock settled in. He didn't have to say a word, and my mind started going through the checklist. Okay, what would have brought him back here? Who was the one that had died? I said, Grandma, before he did. I cried for 15 minutes, wiped the tears from my cheek, my ears, and I got ready for the party, trying not to move quickly so as not to disturb the rock. I don't know how many times the idea of seeing him went through my mind. At least once a week, I'd imagine a scene where he'd confront me, and I'd somehow be able to fight him back, to show him that he didn't bother me anymore, to show him that that rock wasn't there anymore, to somehow be able to prove that I wasn't a victim anymore. I was a survivor. That's what they call it now, you see, survivor, because victim sounds too trying for someone who has been raped. So I keep saying I'm over it, but I keep imagining Mark all over again, not raping me, but following me on the street, coming to my door with flowers, or sending me a valentine. But once, when I saw him walking out of the record store as I was walking in, that rock fell so hard I thought I was going to be sick right there at the cash register, right there by those metal things in the doorway that beep when you try to take merchandise out of the store. You know what those things are, I just can't think of what they're called. But if I did that, then he'd know he was still winning to this day. How many years has it been? How many years since he did that to me? How many years since I've been wanting to fight him, since I've been feeling that rock in my goddamn stomach? I managed to hide my face from him in the store so that he didn't see me as he walked out the door. When I saw he was gone, I wondered why I still felt that pressure in my chest. I thought that pressure was going to turn my body inside out. I reached for my hurt, grabbed at my shirt. Maybe the pain was always there. Right there, by my heart, but I try not to think of it until I go through times like those.